is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Yeah, you know the drill. It's time once again for an episode of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. Still, the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. I'm your host of Celebrity Medium. If you're new to the show, here's how it works. My next world paparazzi sources whisper in my ear, metaphorically speaking. I take what they tell me and pass it on to you. If you've been listening for a while, this is old news to you, so how's about we get right to the action? Actor Stephen First just transitioned to the afterlife over the weekend. Now, you might not be familiar with his real name, but he was Flounder in the movie Animal House. Now, if you remember the movie, he was a pretty fat kid back then, and he's lost a lot of weight since then. And because of that, he confused some of the people in the crowd who were there to welcome him, because they expected Flounder, the fat boy wearing a beanie, which, you know, sorry, afterlife people, but that's kind of dumb. He's an actor. He's not the character in the one movie you know him from. So come on, you know? So he lost a lot of weight because he was a diabetic. And he lost the weight to help him get through that. So when he got done with a little speech and the crowd was, you know, despite the idiots who were confused by his current appearance, when he got done with his little speech, Keith Moon, who was the drummer for The Who, who was one of the people who assists new arrivals in the next world, helped them acclimate themselves in their new surroundings, Keith Moon was talking to him and said, you know, do you have any idea what you'd like to do now? And Stephen said, I would like to work to increase awareness of diabetes and the prevention of that disease. And Keith Moon said, see, here's the thing. There is no diabetes here. There's no serious disease here. And Stephen went, oh, or, you know, words to that effect, as I am told by my contacts. So he's not going to be doing that, and we don't know what he's going to be doing yet. You know, it was nice of him to want to continue the work he was doing. There just isn't any need for it, so he'll probably get offers, you know, as an actor. He also has directed some things, so he might be doing that kind of work, or he might just do something else altogether. We don't know. Okay, this was the most predictable thing in the history of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. There is trouble in paradise. And in this case, paradise is iVironment, which longtime listeners know is a giant blimp hangar-sized building that was originally constructed by Steve Jobs to be an indoor rain attraction, since it doesn't rain in the afterlife. Whole long story, he got into a big hassle, he got PO'd, he bailed on it. He turned it over to Salvador Dali and Jean-Michel Basquiat. They're both artists. They've been working on a movie about which nobody knows virtually anything. We know that there's a giant sphinx that's made out of a jello-like material that figures into the movie somehow. That's been constructed and it's in there. It's on a big platform that wiggles so that the whole sphinx kind of moves, and the sphinx has Michael Jackson's face. That's what we know. Now, I guess they got kind of in over their heads and realized that they don't really know jack about directing a movie, so they brought in the legendary Stanley Kubrick to take it over. Well, take it over he did, because Kubrick said he would get on board with this thing only if he had 100% total creative control. So I said, okay, this is a train wreck. You know, Dali and Basquiat, A, have never made movies, and B, they're not really used to working with other people. This isn't going to go too well. Okay, and Kubrick is a legendary nut, a legendary lunatic, a real control freak. So reports now, well, rumors really, are that Kubrick doesn't like the giant replica of the Sphinx and wants to go in a totally different direction from whatever the hell this movie is, because I guess he knows, but we don't know. Rumor is Kubrick is considering hiring George C. Scott for a major role, but nobody knows who he will be playing, or even what the movie is. Here's an interesting thing. This is the latest rumor to come out. And it comes from a very reliable source, so I'm going to say it's probably accurate. Kubrick wants to shoot the movie using 3D movie technology, 3D cameras, you know, 3D, the lighting that you need for 3D, everything you need for 3D, but the movie will not be shown in 3D. Okay, that sounds kind of weird, right? Well, apparently he's doing that because there's an effect he wants to get, like with the depth of field, like how much of the movie frame is in focus, and he believes he can only get what he wants by shooting it with 3D technology, but it's not going to be in 3D. The guy is a genius. He certainly, I mean, if you've seen 2001, it's mind-blowing what he did back in 1968, so as crazy as it sounds, he's probably onto something. All right, since we're talking about creative differences between arguably geniuses, Steve Jobs, the aforementioned guy, and Walt Disney are having some. After Jobs bailed on iVironment, he moved on, and basically he took over what was called Trump City, which was being operated by Fred Trump, Donald Trump's father. It's another crazy story. Go into the archives, catch up on that one, because it's screwy. And he renamed the town Mediopolis. All right, and then he brought in Walt Disney to help him. Now, these are inarguably two tech visionaries. Whatever else you might think about them, whatever else you may have heard about Steve Jobs and Walt Disney, they absolutely were visionaries. They're having some problems, you know, just like Dali and Basquiat versus Stanley Kubrick, because these guys are used to having their own way. They get an idea, they say, do this, and people hop and get it done. Well, the most trivial of the disagreements they're having is over the name of the town, which, as I said, is Mediopolis. Jobs came up with that to suggest that it's the cutting-edge center for technology in the next world. Disney, however, thinks that that name is too similar to Videopolis. That was the name of a teen nightclub in Disneyland in the 80s. Okay? You following this so far? And it was built when MTV was hot, you know, so it was a place where teenagers would go at night to dance, and it had video screens, you know, really kind of cutting edge for the era. Now, it was built after Walt Disney transitioned to the next world. He was never there for it. It wasn't one of his projects. It was done by, who was that numbnuts who was running Disney at the time? I can see his face. I'll think of it eventually. Anyway, a lot of people really hate that guy. Michael Eisner, that's the guy's name. A lot of people hate him. People who are really into Disney think he screwed everything up. Anyway, it only lasted 3 years. Now, the nearby Knott's Berry Farm is only a few miles away from Disneyland. They had a similar club, and apparently whatever their club was in Videopolis had some gang problems. You know, gang members would come in there and start fights and whatnot. And there was just some other things. So it lasted, I believe, from 1985 to 1988. And he's saying that he doesn't want the town to be called Mediopolis because it's too similar to Videopolis. Apparently Jobs thinks that's nuts, and I agree with him about that. Like, nobody remembers Videopolis. Nobody cares, Walt. Chill. It's all good. It's all good, dude. Nobody's looking at Videopolis going, hey, wasn't that kind of like the name of that nightclub in Disneyland where they had the gang trouble? Just lighten up, dude. Lighten up. It's all going to be okay. Jobs, by the way, insists on keeping the original name. And apparently this is a bone of contention between the two of them. Lastly, while there's still no name for either the upcoming superhero movie starring Gilda Radner or her character in it, we know a little bit more about what Sir Roger Moore will be doing in it. Now, he got an offer to be in the movie by Gene Wilder, who is once again married to Gilda Radner in the next world. And Sir Roger said, okay, he's in on it. We know he's going to play her boss at a mysterious government agency. Gilda Radner breaks up with her boyfriend. She's driving home. There's some kind of a radiation beam comes out of this laboratory run by this secret government agency. It makes her a superhero. And that, and then the agency, you know, sees her outside in the car, passed out. They say, okay, we need to use you to fight whatever the hell, you know, global threat there is in the movie. Okay, so Roger's character's name is going to be R. It's kind of a callback to the Bond movies where you have M and Q, apparently. Now, here's what else we know. Gilda Radner's character has a crush on him, although she still has feelings for the guy she broke up with just before she gained her new powers. We also know that she keeps her job as a secretary, where she works with her former boyfriend, while fighting international evil at night. So, you know, it's that kind of a deal. She has to have an alter ego, right, to, you know, put complications into her life. That's what we know, and that's all we know. Okay, I'm done. That's it. I'll be back next week, barring any unforeseen circumstances, with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all of your favorite Disney celebs. In the meantime, you can find this little shindig on iTunes and the Google Play Store, and it is also played on K-Chung Radio AM 1630 in Los Angeles, usually on Mondays during Inspirato Radio. That is the name of the program that plays it pretty much every week. We're very proud to have them as an affiliate on terrestrial radio. Also, tell your friends, you know, thumbs it up and all that stuff that you hipsters do. Like it, you know, pass the word. I'll be back next week. I am the Celebrity Medium. In the meantime, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 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 818-369-3732.